Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, I know most people in town that take me out all night long.
I'm Bo Bounds. This is the Whiskey 61 podcast. We've got a big concert in October here with Blues Traveler and Government Mule at the Renaissance and the Twilight Concert Series. It'll be October 22nd, and Blues Traveler and Government Mule will be here at the Renaissance. Should be an incredible show, and we are looking forward to that. And we're excited to welcome in Tad Kinchula, bassist for Blues Traveler. He joins us on the Yuengling Lager guest line. Tad, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Where are you right now?
I am at home. I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, cool. How long you lived in Nashville?
I've been here about 6 years. I was previously in Austin, Texas, and then before that I was in Brooklyn, New York.
Nice. How do you like it?
Yeah. I love it, actually. It serves our purposes very well. It's a music town, and I have 9-year-old twins, and we've got a good neighborhood here. And I moved from New York to Texas, so it was kind of a culture shock. Nashville's a little bit more in between. It's got some, you know, transplanted East Coasters, West Coasters. And it's a very, you know, gentle Southern atmosphere. So like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a wonderful town, man. Boy, that place has boomed. When I was a kid, there just wasn't anything there. And you look at the last 30, 40 years, what's happened there. It's pretty impressive. We're visiting with Tad Kinchula, bassist, Blues Traveler. They'll be here October 22nd at the Renaissance, along with Government Mule. It'll be a great show. And it's a VIP intimate setting that Richard Greenlee and the team have put together. TwilightMS.com is where you can go to check out how you can get tickets and tables and all that kind of good stuff. So how's the summer gone? I was following y'all a little bit. I was in college, in the 90s, so damn near every apartment, every frat house, every apartment, every bar. At some point in time, was rocking some Blues Traveler. How's this summer gone as far as shows?
It was great. We actually we went out on our first kind of opening gig for tour. We went out with Train and Jewel this summer, so it was full on 90s throwback for sure. and it was awesome. We had a great time. Did like 40 dates around the country, it was a lot of fun. it was cool to get out and, you know, play with other bands. Package tours are always real fun because there's just a lot of people and a lot of, you know, socializing and being able to hang out and talk shop and whatever. So we really enjoyed it and had a great time playing.
But by the way, that's some talented artists that y'all teamed up with to tour with and train and Jewel. Didn't you play at Red Rocks this summer or
we
recently?
Did. Yeah, we did. We're going on like 28 years of playing Red Rocks on the 4th of July. So we did that again. We had Robert Randolph and Corey Wong opening up for us, and it was rocking, just an awesome show. So that's kind of, it's become kind of the highlight of our you know, summer touring, playing. It's just, we've been doing it, and the 4th of July is so special, and that Red Rocks is like, you know, if you haven't been to Red Rocks, pick a band and go see them at Red Rocks, because it's one of the best venues in the country, if not the best, as far as you know, a band experience, both for the band and for an audience member.
Yeah, I have friends that just love it and go every year. And so tell me, you've played all over, you and John, and y'all played all over the world. What makes Red Rocks so special and cool, Tad?
Well, we kind of got, you know, kind of the band started playing there, you know, years ago. Got their first like gig, I think it was opening maybe for the Almonds or something like that, you know, years ago, and got asked back on, and it happened to be the 4th of July. And I think Fish hadn't, you know, occupied that 4th of July space yet. So we got it. And, we've been just, you know, kind of renewing it with, Don Strasberg does the promotion there. And we've just kind of kept doing it, and it became like a yearly thing for us. Which is amazing because the venue itself is placed at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. You know, there are red rocks coming up. It's got a very kind of mystical past of kind of some Native American land there. And it was originally set up as just a natural amphitheater with the rocks kind of coming up around it. And there was no electric, you know, anything. It was all just done singing, you know, some bands, some orchestras. And the natural acoustics kind of created the space. And then since then they built up on it, and you're sitting like at the base of the mountain, looking up into the crowd that kind of surrounds you with two jutting rocks that kind of harness in the music. And it's just, you know, a real special spot. And, the 4th of July is super cool. Not that I've been able to be up the top, but if you're at the top, you know, right when it gets dark and we're playing, we hear these like pops and people are cheering during songs. And we're like, what's that about? They're looking down on the valley below at all the municipalities throwing off their fireworks.
Ah,
and you can see it all at this layout, you know, where it goes down into the flatlands below the Rockies. And it's just a real kind of magical, you know, experience. And we've had the, you know, fortune of being able to play it for so long on that night. And, played with just about everyone. You know, we switch it up every year, so you have 28 years of different openers, different, you know, sometimes it's a co-bill, but we always close it. We're, you know, that's kind of our thing. And it's just, it's a real, real special thing for us, and we feel real fortunate to be able to keep playing it and have no plans on stopping.
No, heck no. We're visiting with Tad Kinchula with Blues Traveler. And they've been touring this summer. They'll be here October 22nd at the Renaissance with Government Mule. It's going to be a hell of a show. Obviously, it'll sell out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're looking forward to them being there. Tad joins us on the Yuengling Lager guest line. You're listening to Out of Bounds, ESPN 105.9, The Zone. Tad, have you played at the Ryman in Nashville?
Yes. Yes, we have. Yeah,
I love that place. I absolutely love that venue.
Yeah, again, like, you know, it's like, what, you know, when you ask like why Red Rocks is special, and you know, you go out and you experience, and you're like, whoa, you know, and there's the intangibles. It's just the feeling and the energy and the way that the room's shaped. The Ryman's very much like that. You know, you go in, and just the way it's set up. You know, steeped in great history. And there's some acoustics about that room that really make you bring you in and make you feel part of like the band playing. And when you're playing it, it's the same thing. It's just, you know, you're basically just looking at like 180 degrees of people, and you could really see their faces. And it's, you know, it's a great, great venue. And I, actually, that's another place. If you, there's a band you like, come to Nashville and see it, see them at the Ryman. Like you won't regret it.
Well, I saw the Black Crowes there a couple of years ago, back to back. They did a, they did an electric show the first night, an acoustic show the second night. And at that point,
cool.
I was hooked on the Ryman. Well, I mean, I already loved the Black Crowes, and of course, love Blues Traveler. I started listening in 90, I don't remember when it was, 95, 96, somewhere in there when I was in college. Yeah. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers. Hey, y'all. You know I love my meal kits from Home Chef. Home Chef is awesome. Wendy and I love it. We've ordered the meals. Empty Nesters makes it easy for delicious, nutritious meals brought to you by Home Chef. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/OOB. That's homechef.com/OOB for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/OOB. We love it. You'll love it. Wendy and I love it. Check out Home Chef today. We're visiting with Tad Kinchula, Blues Traveler. He joins us on the Out of Bounds show, and they'll be here October 22nd. Go to twilightms.com and check it out for tickets and tables and all kinds of things that that you can get and grab with friends and clients and so on and enjoy the evening. You went to Brown University? Is that right?
I did. Yeah, I had a kind of circuitous route to ending up in Blues Traveler, but yeah, I attended Brown University,
which means you had your act together, K through 12 academics, to get into Brown, Tad.
Yeah, you know, you could say that. We grew up. My father was the band's from Princeton, New Jersey, and my brother's a guitarist in Blues Traveler. So you know, our dad was a professor of psychology at Princeton, so we kind of grew up on the Princeton University campus. And, you know, just in general, academics in towns like that just happen to be, you know, kind of, you know, foisted on you early. So you just learn how to, do all right. And, you know, by the time my brother went through, he'd made all the mistakes that I didn't. So I was able to, you know, really dial in, get my work done, and then go play music or then go play sports. And, you know, I look back and I, you know, so busy with like extracurricular activities. But it was just like getting work done and learning, you know, kind of was part of the first thing you do, and which is great. You know, I had a lot of friends that, you know, did all the same stuff and very, very active in other stuff. But all of us were like had our heads together. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to go to Brown. I actually was I'm a lacrosse junkie. So I ended up playing lacrosse up at Brown, too. So that was a super cool experience. You know, again, a kind of a Princeton, New Jersey sport be playing, but I still, bring the stick out and I've got roped back into some like, you know, men's tournaments and stuff like that. So, this summer I taught Pat, Monahan out of throw a lacrosse stick. So it was kind of fun. He was like, I've never done that.
That's cool. All right. So lacrosse, yeah. you play lacrosse at Brown University. Who has or had at that time the best lacrosse team in the Ivy League?
In the Ivy League, it was Brown. We were, I think, ranked 2 going into the 95 season.
Damn.
Yeah, and we went to the national semifinals. So we were good. We were really good. In fact, like the best offensive player in the country was on Brown. We had the best goalie in the country. I mean, it was you know, kind of coming from, you know, a good program and being pretty good. You jump into a team like that. And again, you know, lacrosse, it's picked up a lot. It's not like D1 football where, you know, there's thousands more people playing. However, you jump in, you know, you're a big fish in a small pond, and then all of a sudden you're playing with, like, you know, first team All-Americans. And it was, you know, it took a little getting used to playing with such talent. And it was great. I mean, you know, we had success. I got to play with great players, you know, I fulfilled kind of my dream of playing, you know, at that level. And it was really, really good experience.
I can't believe I had a buddy graduated the same year as I did here in high school that went to Brown University.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Smart dude for sure. Way over my head as far as academics, but one of the smartest dudes I've ever been around. Tad Kinchula with Blues Traveler. They'll be here October 27th at the Renaissance, twilightms.com. What's it like working with your brother?
You know, we have a really good working relationship. You know, obviously, if it didn't work, I mean, you know, you said you saw the Black Crows. You know, they had some tumultuous times.
Sure.
Between Chris and Rich, and, you know, we all know about it and probably don't know about it, so... I'm glad to see, actually, on that side note, I'm glad to see them back together, you know, playing the music that we all love, because it's special when those two play together.
I agree.
But we get along great. You know, sometimes when, you know, we're a little more candid about, like, that idea sucks. You know, this is a better idea or stuff like that versus, you know, working with other people. But it's expected and known in the band. So, that's kind of a good thing to have at points, because you can just cut through all the, you know, finessing. Oh, well, maybe a different idea. Would work.
You know? No so filter.
It's a little more efficient, to be honest, but we've gotten along great. He lives out in LA. We've never lived near each other in any town. So we're together on tour. He's 3 feet away from me. His bunk's, you know, right opposite, which some days I wake up and, you know, and, you know, we're pulling the curtain on our bunk and I'm staring at my brother, you know, 3 feet away from me, and we're, you know, 50 years old. And it's like, hey, bro. And, you know, that's it's like we're at summer camp, you know. So but it's fantastic. We you know, we're really fortunate to be able to do that and to, you know, see each other. But the cool thing is, too, it's like you don't have to schedule like family plans outside of touring, because like you spend so much time together. You're like, all right, we don't have to do like the holidays together, or, you know, do the big family get togethers, because, you know, it's plenty of time together.
Yeah. Check that box. There you go. That's yeah, great. Right.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So for our listeners, we're visiting with Tad Kinchula and his brother, Chan Kinchula, also part of Blues Traveler. And he and John Popper started playing together in the 80s. And then Tad joined in 1999. What did your parent? You mentioned your dad was an academic.
Yeah.
What did your parents? Were they all on board, all supportive once went down this road of artist musician?
Yeah, you know that. Like going back to it, it's kind of an academic town, and we had a really good high school. And when you're a senior, it's just all the parents. Where are you going? Where are you going? And they mean college, you know. And it's kind of expected. And certainly the bands joined in high school, and they're like, "Hey, we really like this." And it was an alternative option to be like, "Let's go to New York and see how we could do." And most people are like, "Oh, nothing's gonna happen." And our parents were really cool. They let us, kind of do the stuff we wanted to do and had a passion for. And I played three sports and played music in the orchestra and sang and did all sorts of stuff and let us do it. And Chan played, in the band, and he played sports as well. And, when they were like, "Let's give it a try," they were more like, "If you guys are serious about it, give it a try, go ahead and do this." I'm sure they're reticent about them like moving into an apartment together in like some shady Brooklyn neighborhood, but it was, they really kind of embraced it. And for me, the cool thing is like I could, they would let me on like Wednesday nights jump on a train and go into like Wetlands in Manhattan, see a show and come back. I'd be back at like 3 a.m. As long as I got to school on time, they're like, "All right, you can do this." But, there's no like, bag in school. And so that was a cool side effect is like, in high school, I was got the green light to go into New York City. But they were, they were really supportive. All the parents were supportive. It wasn't. But there was a finite time. I think they said, after a year or two, if this isn't working, you're going to have to kind of remain on course with kind of some other options, maybe academic or, whatever it was. But I have to say, it was an extremely supportive group of parents. And, the community in general got around it. And then once there was success, they were all like, "Oh, yeah, of course, our band." there's so many talented people doing it. And it is a step off a cliff to say we're going to, try to make it in music. I mean, it was, I think, a little, the scene was so much different than now without like the, kind of online presence of being able to distribute music. I mean, you could be a duo in New Zealand, put out music, and you have like, a million followers and half of which are in the United States, and you haven't left your house. So it's a whole different scene. Back then it was a little more like, you got to see the band, you have to check this out. And so it kind of forced bodies into places. And, that whole vibe has changed, but it was really good timing for the band to be a unique sound, kind of doing their own thing.
Absolutely.
Going into New York in that scene. So, it's worked out really well, I think, given the leap of faith. Ironically enough, too, Chris Barron, who went to Princeton High School and was buddies with everyone, growing up since, fifth or sixth grade, he went in and he would open up a little for Blues Traveler, then started his own band. And then Spin Doctors ended up being huge, too. So it was like lightning struck, real big to the Princeton High School, alumni in that, 5-year period.
Dude, I loved Spin Doctors and Blues Traveler. This is incredible. I'm in my late 40s. So, I mean, it was just in my wheelhouse. So I started college in 92, and it was just right there. Boom. That kind of, Spin Doctors, Blues. Like I said, it was everywhere. I mean, I was at an SEC school. And we were, in college you can road trip all the time, but it didn't matter where we were going. The music, that music was there.
We're visiting, talking to SEC bands.
Yes. Hootie and the Blowfish. So. No doubt. Darius Rucker, huge, South Carolina Gamecock. We're visiting with, Tad Kinchula, Blues Traveler, bassist, his brother also in the band, obviously, John Popper. They'll be here, October 27th at the Renaissance. You can go to twilightms.com, and they'll be with another, very, very talented band, Government Mule. So excited about that.
Oh, all right, yeah.
I'm going to wrap it up with this.
Okay.
Is it true how everything played out? A bartender at one of the clubs where Blues Traveler was playing early on, he had a job with David Letterman and introduced the band to David Letterman. And then Blues Traveler appeared on Letterman, and that was the big break, or one of the big breaks, Tat?
Yeah, that is actually true. It was a buddy was, I don't know what his role was at Letterman, but yeah, he was in the scene going to music, and, you know, his girlfriend or friend, you know, mutual friends, was like, you know, they're hanging out one night, and he's like, I'm going to see if I can get their name on it. And I guess got a tape and was able to get it in, and Dave Letterman listened to it and was like, oh, this is great. And, you know, kind of threw caution to the wind and booked a band that, you know, is a local New York band on a national show. And that was a really big break for the band, for sure. And as the band, I think we've been back while Letterman was there. I think they got back like 8 or 9 times to the Letterman show. And he was always absolutely a supporter and had done so for some other bands, you know, throughout time, as I've heard, you know, really giving bands some breaks. And that's huge. So plus being big Letterman fans growing up watching late night, it was a really cool, you know, thing, kind of a gigantic achievement to be, you know, meeting Dave Letterman. So
hell yeah. Incredible. So not only is he a part of Blues Traveler, went to Brown and university, and then he played lacrosse there, and all kinds of cool stuff. And they'll be here October 22nd. Blues Traveler and Government Mule here in the Jackson metro area, and they'll be at the Renaissance. You can go to twilightms.com. All right, Tad, thank you so much, man, for hanging out with us today. We're looking forward to the show October 22nd. And congratulations on all the success.
All right. Thank you very much. It was a privilege being on. And we look forward to the show, especially Warren Haynes is an old friend of the band's from back in the New York days. So we're always super excited to see Warren and Government Mule. Great band.
Yeah, they are. They are. Tad Kinchula on the Out of Bounds show. Thanks, Tad. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Take care.
Bassist for Blues Traveler. And they will join Government Mule October 22nd. At the Renaissance, go to twilightms.com. Thanks for listening to the Whiskey 61 podcast. Well, I know most people in town save me out all night long.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.